No, the vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K25. It's myself, Mo Mutsi, alongside me, as always, the three-time NBA champion, Mr. BJ Armstrong. But not with us today is a very, very important person. Ladies and gentlemen, the new general manager of our Sacramento Kings, Mr. Scott Perry. Congratulations.
We've added another team to the list. We've added the Sacramento Kings, and we've added the New Orleans Pelicans as well. Oh, yeah. So,
and they won in the West, so I ain't got to worry about my allegiance with my Celtics. So we good. And you ain't got to worry about your Pistons, so we good.
Well, we have two in the East now. We have two in the West, so...
There we go. There we go. Ain't no one better. They couldn't have found no one better for either of those teams. I heard Draymond Green talking on his podcast earlier. He said real basketball is back. And I have to say, I agree with Draymond for once. Mr. Armstrong, what are your thoughts on our colleague on the podcast, Mr. Perry, going from the Hoop Genius podcast to the front office of an NBA team?
Well, congratulations to our Mr. Scott Perry. And besides being a great friend, and he's had an excellent career, world champion, and Sacramento, they got a great one. So what more can we say? He joined us every week on the show here. And lo and behold, now he very quietly went about his job, never said anything to us, and he showed up. So we know one thing, he operates, he's stealth with this information.
He came and rocked with us on the pod, and I have a saying over here. People always ask me, like, Mo, why don't you, like, you know, leak things from sources around the league and all of this and all of that, because I know a few things, I know a thing here or there, but I like to say we don't break news, we make news. Just last week, Scotty P was on this show every day while you were away, and now this week he's the general manager of Sacramento Kings. So shout out to Scotty.
How about that? And you know, it's great. You know, I know how you feel about him. We couldn't be happier for him for this opportunity. And you know, what can we say? You know, now we're campaigning for you, Mo, to be next.
Hey,
we're campaigning. So if you want a job in the NBA, come here to the Hoop Genius Podcast. Okay. If you want a job. So, and so this is great. Now we can't wait. We can't wait next year to look at the analytics. Okay. And you know, I'm campaigning for Valanciunas. You know, I love Big V. I love Big V. And, you know, there. And so I'm really looking forward to Scott getting in there, figuring out what he needs to do, working with his staff and everything. So I'm ecstatic for him. But it's going to be fun for us to talk about Sacramento. So all the Kings fans, come on board. We're going to have some fun with it. And it's going to be real fun now. Now he's going to be in the fire, and we get a chance to watch him and talk with him and speak with him. And, you know, I'm just waiting when he says he doesn't have time to come on the show.
Yeah, a lot of the listeners are worried. You know, I got so many messages. And it's so much love from the audience that we have here. So many messages from people saying, oh, what does this mean for the show? Is he still going to be on? We loved hearing from him. Right. Guys, don't worry.
Well, all the people that listen to the show, right? All of our listeners. Now you have to go back and listen. And now you have to realize why we wanted him on this show here. And besides doing a great job, you know, he's one of the best in the business. So now you have to go back and re-listen. Because he was giving us gems and he was giving us knowledge, wisdom. And now we get a chance to watch him work. And when we talk about roster construction and all of those type of things, you're going to see it now in real action. And it's great for him. I mean, I'm so happy for him. And he's, you know, for those who don't know, we grew up together in Detroit. So it's great for him, his family. And you know, like I said, if you want a job, just come on the show. Where
Hey,
if you want
the way people be getting fired in the NBA these days, BJ, we're gonna have to set up an interview
hey, they
process or
fire,
something.
we hire,
That's a fact.
okay?
That's a fact. You know, I rang Scott to say congratulations yesterday. It was Friday night.
Oh
Gave him a
yeah.
call. I said, congratulations. I said, how you celebrating, Scott? He said, I ain't celebrating how you would celebrate. I said, don't worry. I said, don't worry. I'll celebrate on your behalf. And the celebrations were full flowing. So shout out to Scott. You know, this is what we do. And you know, BJ, you said we're campaigning for me to be next. So I'm doing my due diligence and I'm paying attention to
Yes.
these games. And
Yes.
tonight I locked into the play-in games. The final spots in the playoffs were up for grabs.
You know,
The
Mo,
eight
I
seed.
feel I want to cut you off, but I don't think you're going to be watching the games anymore. I think you're going to be watching because you're going to be scouting the games.
BJ, I would tell you this. I've been scouting games my whole life.
Well, no, I think Mo, you're scouting the games now. I'm throwing it in the universe. Mo is scouting the games now. So what did you see tonight, Mo? What did you see
All
tonight?
I know, regardless if I'm watching, if I'm scanning, all I know is there's only one thing I want in this world.
Okay.
You see this little trophy that I got above my head right now?
Right.
I need the real thing. I don't want the real
Okay.
thing. I need the real thing, and I'm gonna go get the real thing.
Okay.
But in the
All right.
games tonight, you know, it's kind of ironic we were talking about Scott and the Sacramento Kings because it was their former player, Davion Mitchell, who really took over the game for the Miami Heat in overtime against the Atlanta Hawks. And there was one possession that just jumped out to me with everything I love in a player. Trae Young dared him to shoot a three ball. He missed. And as Trae Young stood still, Davion darted past him to get his own offensive rebound, leading to another bucket for the Miami Heat. On the defensive end, disrupting what the Hawks were trying to do. Everyone talks about Dyson Daniels, and rightly so. He's been an amazing defender this season. But we talked about it on the last show, BJ. Off night. That's what
Oh.
happens. And Trae Young once again struggled in this one. He finished with 29 points, but it was the struggle to get there. So Mr. Davion Mitchell really caught my eye in this one. And there was a sequence where he hit three. Hit another three. He took a charge. Man, I loved watching it. Tyler Herro did his thing. He dropped 30. Bam Adebayo, you know, 17, 11, couple steals and five blocks. The Miami Heat heading into that first round against the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Atlanta Hawks, you know, they picked up the number one pick in the draft, Zachary Risacher. A very, very bad night from him. 1 of 11 from the field, just 3 points. And you know, shout out to, speaking of scouting, the Miami Heat scouting department, because Khalil Ware had a great game for them, starting at the center position. And I'm liking the development of that 4-5 connection with Bam and Khalil. There was one play, Bam just threw a lob over the top, alley-oop dunk, sensational stuff. The Hawks are in a little bit of a weird spot because you've got a max guy in Trae Young, and you've got the number one pick in the draft. And we're gonna have to see if they get the draft pick this year. I know it's dependent on some sort of coin toss. Actually, no, I don't think they'll get it because Dallas lost against Memphis. I think the Hawks will get the pick, but that's what I saw in this one, BJ. I was very encouraged by this performance by the Miami Heat, and congratulations to them. They become the first ever 10th seed to reach the NBA playoffs. What are your thoughts on the game?
Well, it seemed like just a couple of weeks ago there was a lot of chatter out in the universe about Heat culture, and there was, you know, it's fair, you know, there, you know, when you live in the public eye, you know, it's fair to, you know, you get questioned about what's going on. And there's a lot, you know, after the Jimmy Butler trade, and you know, there's a lot of things that you're reading about. And I want to say this, because I said it then and I want to say it now. Pat Riley is one of the best to ever do it. And here is another milestone. We don't know how they get to the playoffs. We say this, Mo, I'm tired of saying it. We say this every year. We don't know how it happens.
I hear it from Scott all the time. Even when I try
We
via hair, he tells me they ain't no running from
the
it.
Miami Heat have figured it out. Okay. That Heat culture is real. It's a real thing. You can count them out. You can trade whoever. There's death, there's taxes, and then there's the Miami Heat in the playoffs. Okay, that's what you could count that. This was another example of character, grit, culture, and all of the things that you talk about on how to compete at an elite level. I don't know how this team, I don't know how they got in the playoffs. They go to Chicago. They were just incredible. They come here, they
On the road in
on
Atlanta.
the road in Atlanta, travel. I've given up trying to explain what it is, but I know it when I see it. This Eric Spoelstra, Pat Riley, and what they got going down there, it works, ladies and gentlemen. It just works. And if you want to have a model of excellence and leadership, team buy-in, and all that, just watch that. They just figure it out. They fall down, they get back up. They have a setback, they get back up. They get down, they come back. You gotta love it. So, congratulations to the Heat culture. We're gonna see who are they playing? They're playing
The
Cleveland.
Cleveland
Is it Cleveland?
Cavaliers. We're going to talk about the
Cleveland
playoffs in a
Cavaliers.
sec. Yeah, they're playing the Caps.
So, congratulations to them. Another amazing win. Tyler Hero was just, I mean, he's had two games now in the play-in. That's just wow. And gotta give him credit. Give him credit where credit is due.
Yeah, before we get to the playoff matchups, the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Dallas Mavericks 120 to 106, and that game was over within the first few minutes. There's not too much to talk about. I'm not going to go down this road of talking about the Dallas Mavericks and what they're trying to do. We'll save that for a later date. I'm done with them for this season. Have fun in Cancun. But the Memphis Grizzlies advance. Come on, man. Do you know what I mean? What do I want to say about this? What, do you really want me to go down that road? You know, like I think the Mavs fans have suffered enough for one season. We can leave that where it is. But great performance from the Grizzlies, though.
You know, John Morant had some highlights, you know.
On a bad ankle as well. I don't know what they injected into it before the game.
Oh yeah, come on.
Oh,
When
the way
you
this guy can fly.
when you're young, you just heal, you
Oh,
know, when you're
I
young.
remember what
Yeah,
that was like.
remember those days, Mo? Remember
I
when
do. It feels like a lifetime ago.
you would fall down, hurt your hip, hurt your ankle, and then you're okay the next day. So, but give you know you gotta love it. You know, they had the Vancouver Grizzlies uniforms on tonight.
Branding on the court and everything.
Yeah, the branding, they had it all. And Ja Morant made some plays. I mean, he had one play that was just
The
spectacular.
putback
Okay.
dunk.
Yeah, it was spectacular. Okay. Got the crowd into it. And then, as they say, the rest was over. So.
Then speaking of being young, shout out to the young guys, Zach Edey and Scottie Pippen Jr., who played very nicely in this one.
Both of those guys, I think both of those guys had double figures.
Yep.
Zach Edey for you know, a young player, a rookie, for him to have like double, I think he had 17 rebounds in this last game,
Yep,
and then
11
he has
tonight.
what, 11 tonight. Give him
Couple
credit,
blocks.
man. Yeah, as a rookie, Scottie Pippen, you know, I want to acknowledge his growth and development,
Absolutely.
and he's really turned into a really nice player. So hopefully he'll get some votes for like most improved, what he's been able to do. I mean,
I don't know if
he's a
everyone who votes for the most improved. Is that coaches? Is that media?
I don't know, but I know this.
I don't know if the
This
media
young
be
man is
watching.
in the G League to now he's a starter in the playoffs. Okay. That's pretty impressive. Getting double figures, playing both guard positions. He defends, he play passes. You know, he's just a really nice player. So, you know, congrats to the Memphis Grizzlies and you know, Scottie Pippen, I like what I'm seeing here from him, and he's really turned into a really nice player.
Absolutely. Well, without further ado, let's get to these NBA playoffs, BJ. We're going to pick the series and then how many
Okay.
games. Are you ready?
Well, yeah, I don't like this exercise, but
No,
we'll
but
play.
the
I'll
audience like it, so
okay.
we do it. Let's start
Okay.
over in the East. Speaking of the Miami Heat and singing their praises, do you see them becoming the first ever 10 seed to win a playoff series? How's that series against the Cavs going to go?
I am going to be silent with the Heat. If anyone could do it, the Heat could do it. So that's all I can say.
I think they could steal, like, if they could
If
steal game one and skip, because they're flying straight from Atlanta down to
they,
Miami,
I know, I was looking
up
at their
to Cleveland,
schedule
sorry.
tonight before we got on the show. I was like, okay, they go to Chicago, then they fly down to Atlanta, and
And
then they
then,
have to fly right to Cleveland.
yep, one game,
So
one
I,
day off in between.
so if anyone can do it, they could do it. But if they win game one, if they win game one, well, I might do something. I don't know what I'll say. So I don't know what I'll say. If they win game one, but I can't say
I've
if
got the Cavs in five. I've got the Cavs in five because the Cavs have had a great regular season. Who have you got in
well,
this series and how many?
I have every reason to believe the Cavaliers, and I'm going to say the Cavaliers. However, it's the Heat. So I don't know what to say. The Heat could be in the NBA Finals this year and coming out of the East.
No,
I'm just not
that's
gonna.
too. That's not, we let's not go too far. Let's not go too
Okay.
NBA
All
Finals.
right.
That's a little bit crazy.
Weren't they? Didn't they go to the NBA Finals from the play-in once
Yeah, but
before?
come on. Look at what happened that year. Look at what happened that year. Giannis
Hey.
back injury, Knicks entire roster injury, Celtics game
Hey.
seven. Jason Tatum was about to pull off the first ever 3-0 comeback, gets injured in the first quarter. Let's just be honest. If Jason Tatum don't pull that ankle, we don't talk about the Heat like this. We talk about them throwing away a 3-0 lead in the conference finals. But luck was on their side. And then they just went on and got whoops in the NBA finals. But shout out to them.
I have every reason to believe the Cavaliers should win the series.
Absolutely. Do you agree with five
However,
games?
it's the Heat. I'm not going to fall for that trick anymore. I've been counting them out. We have every reason to count them out. I'm not counting them out.
Okay, but aside from just being the Heat, why do you see them?
Because I like the matchup with the bigs. Very rarely do I like the matchups against the Cleveland Cavaliers with their bigs.
Bam and Khalil Ware up against
Yeah.
Mobley and Allen.
I like that. I like that match. I like that matchup. I think the guards probably have an advantage on paper, but off night, hey, off night and Hero are capable. Okay. I'm just telling you what I see, Mo. Eric Spoelstra, hey, he's one of the best. You can argue he might be the best in the NBA. Okay, he's certainly up there. So I'm not. I like off night. I like off night in Garland. I like that matchup. I like off night in Donovan Mitchell. I like these
I wonder if he
matchups.
stays coming off the bench and they keep Alec Burke in the starting lineup. And like Terry Rozier drops out of the rotation, Jaime Jaquez has dropped out of the rotation. So we're going to see what Spo does with that.
Yeah, so
But
we'll see.
whoever wins that series will face the winner of the Indiana Pacers and the Milwaukee Bucks. And in something that's unprecedented, I think Dame Lillard is actually going to play. That's what the reporting from Shams said. I don't know the truth to that reporting, but what do you think of this series? Who do you see coming out of the Pacers and the Bucks?
Well, I mean, Giannis is Giannis. But the Bucks, something is going on there that we can't see. I know Bobby Portis is back. I think he will be a big help. He'll be a big lift for them. I mean, he missed, for whatever the reasons were this year, some games. I'm going to say the Pacers. Pacers are at home. I think this probably goes in six. I just think the Pacers have depth. I think they're going to win. It's really hard for me to say that with Giannis, but something's going on there in Milwaukee, and I'm just going to say the Pacers based on what I've seen. But I mean, Giannis is Giannis. He's capable of carrying a series. Hopefully, Dame is okay. I think he had what, blood clot or something. Is that what it was?
That's why it's so crazy they're talking about him being
Yeah,
cleared
so
from
I
practice and maybe
mean,
play.
I don't know. I just want him. I want him, speedy recovery,
I think
get
it'd be
back
better for them if
healthy.
he got healthy for next season rather than trying to rush
Yeah,
back
I don't
to.
know. I don't know. I'm not pretending to know that, or just staying in my lane was what I understand. So hopefully he's healthy, but I'm going to pick the Pacers in this series in six.
Pacers in six, I can get on board with that. Now here's the tough one for you because it's heart or your head, the Knicks and the Pistons.
Oh, I go back and forth. I'm gonna just stay with my initial gut was this is gonna be bright lights, New York Knicks. I think the Knicks in five, but I
And
think this is
five.
gonna be. I think the Knicks in five. I really think the Knicks in five. You know, this is one of the series that. You know, sometime when you go into a series, you know, it takes a loss to kind of like for the other team to grab your attention. I think the Pistons have the Knicks' attention.
Yeah,
You
but
know,
I would say the Knicks. I know I said the Pistons previously, but the more I think about it, I'm going with the Knicks in six for my pick on this. Because I think that the Pistons, in one of the first two games, can just go in there and out tough the Knicks and give them the wake up call that they need. Then they can get another one at home, and then the Knicks really have to step it up again, use their experience and their all-star caliber players to kind of take this matchup home.
I think this goes like this. The Knicks are going to win the first two at home. Tough games. Lose game three. Win game four and close it out. But I think it's going to be tough. Now, if the Pistons come out and win the first quarter of the first game, if the Pistons are up in the second half, we got a problem in New York. Now if at some point in this game tomorrow, they play tomorrow, right? Do they play tomorrow? Is that when they play? Or
Let me check
this
the
weekend?
schedule
They
right
play
now.
this weekend.
They're playing
If the Pistons win the first quarter,
11 p.m. UK time today,
this is what I'm
Saturday.
going to look forward to. Win the first quarter, set the tone for the series. And then if they get up 10 in the second half, I don't care if it's early in the third, I don't care when it is. If they get up by 10 in the third, the Knicks are going to have a problem. Because that means they figured out something that they can do. And if they figure that out, they have a chance to get that sixth player on the floor. That's called big momentum. And if
I
this
thought you were
thing
gonna say Big Mo. I
snowballs,
thought they were gonna send me a jersey.
well, they'll get Big Mo. Big Mo will come on the show with the Pistons jersey. And I don't think the Knicks can overcome having to sit there in New York and listen for 2 or 3 days about how they are falling. See, that to me is going to be that if they have to do that,
Do you know what
I
they got
think
to
the Pistons
do?
can win.
They got to get
They
their work
got
done early. They got to get
yes,
their work done
get
early.
don't play with the,
Don't play with your
what your mom say.
foods.
Don't play with your food. Don't play around with this Detroit Pistons. This is a very dangerous group. If they get any life, I think the Pistons could win this very easily. However, that's tough. I mean, you're in
Yeah,
Madison Square
on your
Garden.
first run out up against the Knicks
Yeah.
team who've had guys
I mean,
that
this is,
made playoff
yeah.
runs before, you know.
I mean, think about this. Last year, they're in last place. And then this year, they're in Madison
Yeah,
Square Garden
it's
in the
already
first
a
round.
win. It's already a win. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
But
The other series in the East, the Celtics and the Orlando Magic.
oh, Celtics.
In how many?
Five. I think Celtics and five. Celtics could sweep them. Celtics and five. I think the Celtics, they're poised. It's a good matchup for them. They're ready to go. I think the Celtics in five.
I'm conflicted.
Okay. Well, why don't you say the Celtics in seven so that they can win in four?
No, I'm not conflicted. Remember my whole thing is to say that they're gonna lose every game.
Yes.
But I don't know if I want to do that. They're the reigning champs. But should I
Okay.
tell you what I do really see?
What do you
I
see?
see Celtics in six. And
Okay,
I
so.
see this series being 2-2, and then they really have to wake up and start playing.
Okay. All right.
I'm going with the Celtics in six. Let's say hypothetically these predictions come true. We end up with the Cavs and the Pacers in the second round. Who would you pick from those two?
I'm gonna say Cavs.
And how many?
Cavs in seven.
In seven. They're gonna go
Cavs
to
in
the game
seven.
seven.
Yeah.
Okay. I can get on board with that. I can see the logic. I do like, Andrew Nembhard last year really impressed me in the playoffs. I'm interested to see if he can replicate that. And they were without Benedict Mathurin, who I think he's one of those players that, I've not seen him play in the playoffs yet, but from everything I know about him, having spoken to him, he could rise to the occasion and be a kind of X factor
Who
coming into this.
who's this?
Mathurin.
Arthur, yes.
Because the thing I love about him, he's got no fear. It don't matter how bad the lights are. But we're going Cavs and seven. What about the Knicks and the Celtics?
Celtics.
In?
I think the Celtics in four. I think the Celtics
Wow.
sweep them. Yeah,
Sweep
I do.
them.
I think the Celtics sweep them. I think the Celtics right now, they're at their age where they're not going to play around.
They won 61 games a season, and it felt to
Yeah.
me watching every game that they were just coasting. I feel like now they're going to
Yeah,
peak at the right
they.
time. I hope.
Well, I don't. A team like this that won a championship, I don't think they coast. They just make it look easy.
Yeah.
I don't think they don't waste any more energy. I don't think they. I think they understand how valuable their time is on the floor now. I think they respect the fact that, a series can change at the drop of a heartbeat. Anything can happen. So I think this team, if they play the Knicks, you're going up there in New York, they'll win the first two at home, and then you get game three. See, if New York loses and they have to sit there in New York for 2 or 3 days and listen to that, I think it just wears you out.
On the
If you're
brink
the
of
opposing team,
elimination.
yeah.
Yeah.
So I think the Celtics will just take them out.
I'll say six to be nice, I guess. But then conference finals, Cavs Celtics, who you got?
Celtics.
In?
I'll say five. I think the Celtics are gonna. I think the Celtics are focused.
Do you know what
And the
my
reason I
worry
say this
is?
because they can close. They can close.
But my worry is this. Al Horford at his old age of 424 and Kristaps Porzingis' health, they're two major things that concern me, especially in a series you've got to go up against that Mobley and Allen front court. That is kind of the only thing that I would push me towards the direction of Cleveland, because that's the unpredictable factor. Are those guys going to be available?
Well, yeah,
How
I
much are they
mean,
going to have left in the tank?
you have to be concerned about something,
Assuming
but
everyone's healthy, I hear you.
yeah, but I'm going for they are really, really good. They're really good. So
Okay. I'm going to pick Cavs in six.
okay.
But OKC at Memphis. I got a sweep.
For OKC,
Yeah.
I can see that. I'm not mad at that.
I got a sweep. What about the Denver and the Clippers, though? That's probably the hardest series to call, in my opinion.
Denver and the Clippers. I'm going Clips.
I'm going Clips too.
I'm going Clips here. And
Yeah.
I'm going Clips. Just because I don't, listen. I mean, Jokic is Jokic, but I'm going Clips.
Clip gang or don't bang?
Yeah, I'm going Clips.
How many?
I'm going Clips. I'm going Clips in six.
I hear that.
I'm going to Clips in
I
six.
hear that.
I
I just think the Nuggets have their flaws. They've got a coach who's had like a week of experience on the job. The Clippers have Kawhi Leonard healthy, and hopefully he stays healthy. They've also got James Harden. And I was reading the other day, I think like James Harden's lost to either the champion or the runner-up every year. And the only years he didn't was against like 60-win teams like the Spurs or something. So that's a factor. Also, Chris Dunn could do a great job on Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray's only just got healthy again, even though we know he rises in the playoffs. But I'm picking the LA Clippers on this one.
Well, you're picking the Clippers too. Okay.
I'm picking the Clippers on this one. I'll take Clips in six. What about the Lakers and the Timberwolves? Because you had a spicy take for this one when we spoke about it previously.
This could go either way. Okay, this could go either way. However, I'm going to pick the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh.
I'm going to pick the Timberwolves. I'm going to pick the Timberwolves. I'm going to pick the Timberwolves for this. You know, if the Timberwolves play to their potential, I think they're one of the best teams over here in the Western Conference. I think they're one of the best teams in the NBA. For whatever reason, it hasn't come together for them.
I think they
Now
got
they
better in the
haven't.
second half of the season, though.
Yeah, but if there's one, you know, you hear me say this, but it's very obvious when you watch their team. They don't have a lead guard who can play downhill. Okay? They don't have a guard who can play downhill and create. You know, Anthony Edwards, you know, he does amazing things. However, you need that guard who can just play
So
downhill.
even without
So
that guard, you're still picking them.
yes, I because
In how many games?
I want to say six. I'm just gonna. I'm concerned. Lakers should win.
I'm picking the Lakers in six.
Yeah, the Lakers should. When I say should, I mean, you know, it's you got
The
Luka,
Wolves ain't gonna get a
LeBron.
single call in this series.
I think the Wolves. This team is a very dangerous team. I like this Wolves team,
I think the
but.
Wolves are going to get into some serious foul trouble. There's the Lakers draw the most fouls out of anyone ever, in terms of opponent fouls. So, in a playoff series where you could potentially be setting up a semi-final versus the Golden State Warriors, hell yeah, I'm picking the Lakers.
Yeah,
We got to remember the business of this game too.
again, it could.
Our
I
friends in
just think
Sacramento remember the business of the Lakers. I don't see the
I'm
Lakers going
just,
out in the first round.
you've seen a lot. I'm going to say this. I think the Lakers, probably on paper, you know, you'll say Lakers, but I'm concerned. I'm very, very concerned about this. I'm very concerned about this team, what this feels like for them. I don't like the matchups, at least on paper. But we'll see tomorrow. I mean, Luka is going to be Luka. LeBron, he's going to be somewhere from 25 to 30. AR, you know, I'm
20,
expecting him.
25.
Yeah, but other than that, I don't know. And I just think Minnesota, they're due to like play to their potential at some point during the course of a season. So I'm going to go with them. I'm going to give them more than a fighter's chance. I really think they have an opportunity to play well. They should play well and do what you're supposed to do in a series like this.
Here's maybe the toughest 2-7 series I've ever had to predict. The Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors. I'm going Warriors in 7.
I can't. I just can't do it to those young guys. I know they're inexperienced. I can't say that. They've
You
met the
rocking
challenge.
with the Rockets?
I'm gonna rock with the Rockets here. I can't do it. I listen. I have no reason to do it. The Warriors are the Warriors. But here's the thing. Like I can't bet against them. I mean, these guys have been fantastic this year, Mo. They've been fantastic. I mean, what can you say about them? You can't. What are you gonna say, Mo? You can't bet against those guys this year.
I'm not betting against those guys. I'm betting on the TV rating boost that you're going to get from a Lakers Warriors series in the playoffs. Come on, BJ. Let's just be realistic here. That's why I said 7. Come
That's
on.
what you said. That's what you said, Mo.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
There's too much money on the line here. It is what it is.
Okay. I can't argue with
But
that.
you got Houston in how many games?
I'll say six,
Six.
but I think this has the potential to be like five. I really do. But I'm going to say six. I just don't like I don't like it You know, I gotta see it, but I don't like, I don't like this matchup for
The
the
Rockets have got
Lakers.
size, they've got great defense, but on
They
the other
play
side of that,
fast. Yeah, they play
there's
fast.
some questions over their half court offense, but I think the key to this series is staying on the court. Draymond Green, Dylan Brooks. We're gonna see how many ejections there are, see who's available. It's gonna be a tough series on both sides.
Could be. I think Dylan Brooks is poised. And I think he's going to play with a lot of discipline during this series. I don't think they're going to buy into it. And it's one thing I will say. Okay, they have enough size, depth, and toughness to play through things. If the Warriors have to play mistake-free basketball, if Draymond gets in foul trouble, if Jimmy Butler gets in foul trouble, if Steph gets in foul trouble, I just don't see them being able to play at this pace, five, six, and seven, and you're playing every other night, traveling. That's once it gets to five, home, six away, seven back every other night. I don't see this with the Warriors. Warriors, great experience. They have two guys who are elite scorers, and then talk to me. Elite scorers, okay.
Stephen
But
Curry is Stephen Curry. That's what I'm, that's my whole take on this series.
okay, yeah, okay. And what is he, 37 now?
Yeah, he don't play like it though.
Again, at some point, age catches up with everyone, and that's how it works.
Okay.
But I am going with the Houston Rockets in this series.
Okay. OKC and the Clippers, if they were to meet in the semifinals, who would you pick?
I'm going to pick the Clips.
Assuming everyone stays healthy.
Yes, if everyone is healthy, I'm picking the Clips.
That's a tough one to call. That is a very tough one to call. The Thunder swept them in the season series, all four games. I'm going to pick the Thunder. But if Kawhi Leonard stays healthy, I think he's the best player in the series. And that's with all due respect to the MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah, that's a big statement. That's a big statement.
Healthy Kawhi in the playoffs. Last time we saw it was 2019. He left with a trophy.
That's a big statement. I'm gonna leave that one alone. That's a big statement you just said there.
That's what I
That's
do. We 700 episodes in. This is what I do.
okay, I'm gonna leave that one alone.
I put a healthy Kawhi Leonard up against nearly everyone ever in the NBA playoffs. Healthy Kawhi Leonard.
I'm
What's the
not.
scheme? What's the scheme to guard him? There ain't one.
Well, I mean, listen. There's a scheme. However, you know what I like about Kawhi this year? James does all of the setting up and all of that stuff. He's the distributor. He is the. You know, he's their quarterback. And Kawhi is just scoring now. They've really simplified his game. His game is really, really simple right now. It's always been efficient, but now it's simple. I mean, he just catches a ball below the free throw line and score. It's not like he's not playing around with it. He's not dribbling around. Catches it, one dribble, two dribbles there, gets to the free throw line. If he's healthy, I think they're going to be a tough out. Very tough out.
And then you've got the Timberwolves and the Rockets in the second round.
Timberwolves. Woo. I'm going to go Rockets.
Okay.
I'm going to go Rockets there.
And how many games? Oh, you didn't tell me how many games the Clippers were in.
Clippers versus who? The
OKC.
OKC. I think that has to go seven. I think that has to go seven.
I got it in six, but so you got the Rockets beating the Wolves in how many games?
The Rockets beating the Wolves. Six.
Six. Okay. And in my bracket, I've got the Lakers and the Warriors. And I've got maximum TV ratings, Lakers in game seven.
Okay, all right. You're all business. I'm just floating around. I'm just floating
I
along
like
here.
it. I like it because either way, one of us is going to be right. Either
By
way,
default.
we've got all bases covered on this
Okay.
show.
Okay. All right.
So
Okay.
your conference finals is the LA Clippers versus the Houston Rockets. I don't think I've seen a bracket yet with that as a matchup. Who have you got winning that?
Clips.
Yeah, the LA Clippers going to the NBA Finals.
The Clips. I'm going to Clips. And I didn't mean to go for the Clips, but yeah, the Clips. If Kawhi's healthy, now that's a big if. It's a big if. I want to state that. But if he's healthy, I think they have a chance. I really do.
In how many games?
Against the Rockets.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna five.
Okay. Five games for the Clippers. I got the Lakers beating the OKC Thunder in the Western Conference Finals. In
Oh, wow.
yeah, Luka owns them every time he plays them. They got the experience on their side. I got them winning it in five or six games. So that leaves us with the NBA Finals matchups. Your NBA Finals is the Clippers and the Celtics. Who have you got winning that?
Celtics.
In how many?
Celtics in five.
I hope you're
Celtics in
right.
five, and we get this over.
Yeah,
Let's get it. Yeah.
I've got the Lakers and the Cavs, which is LeBron James returning back to his hometown. The storylines are all there, set
You
up
have the
nicely.
who you have the Lakers and the Cavs? Is that what you just
Yeah,
said?
yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, either way, it works. The Lakers and the Celtics works even better. Maximum TV ratings across the nation, across the world. But yeah, I've got the Lakers, and I spelled an S on the Lakers with a dollar sign. I got the Lakers winning it.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
In six, in Cleveland. Oh no, they wouldn't have home court, so I'm gonna say in seven. Why not? Maximum TV ratings. That's what we're going with on this bracket.
maximum.
Maximum storyline.
Okay.
Cleveland, this is for you. As he walks out.
Two.
But who knows? Who knows? There's no way to predict this. The playoffs are very unpredictable. Injuries happen.
Why do we go?
Adjustments
Who
happen.
listens to this stuff? No one listens to this.
The
Come on.
best basketball fans in the world, BJ, are who
No, come on.
listened
No.
to
We,
this.
let's watch the
And
game.
apparently, decision makers around the league must listen to us in some capacity. But that's just a bit of fun before the playoffs get underway later today.
Yes.
We will be here breaking down every game, every night of the playoffs. BJ, have you got any plans this weekend, or are you going to be glued to your TV? Because I believe the games start at
I'm
like midday your time.
glued to the TV. I'm watching the games. I'm just watching the games. I'm not going anywhere.
I have to
Have
on
a
Sunday.
soccer game. I have a soccer game in the morning, and then after
Football game.
that,
Football
yeah,
game.
football. Yeah,
Yeah,
football. Yes.
look.
Give it its proper name,
Yes,
football.
sir. Yes, sir. I have to go. I agreed to attend an engagement party of my friends. Congratulations to them both.
Congratulations, yes.
But I will be watching Lee pass on my phone, hiding in the corner. So I will be watching the first two games
You
right
can't
there.
contain yourself, can you?
No, I have to. This is my job. I have to watch the games.
Okay, you have to.
I remember. I remember this was going way back. Remember when Isaiah Thomas was on the Celtics and they were in the playoffs against Cleveland, that series? I was in the club one night, and the game was on. So I'm in the club and
Right.
I've got the game on my phone. And BJ, I kid you not, before you know it, there's a whole crowd and every guy in the club is watching my phone, watching the game to see Isaiah Thomas play. Then the game ended.
I guess it wasn't an exciting club. I'm taking.
It wasn't an exciting club, but the game ended and the after party was very exciting. How about that?
Oh,
The
okay.
after party back at Mo's.
Okay,
Invite
I'm
only.
gonna. And on that
Ladies and
note,
gentlemen, subscribe to the show on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. Subscribe. We're going to be doing breakdowns every day. And I will not be sleeping until June 27th, I believe. So if you could give us 5 stars, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, that was a nice little fun episode. Once again, a
yes.
huge congratulations to Mr. Joe Dumas and Mr. Scott Perry. The
Way to go,
realness
guys. Way
is
to go.
back. That just makes me wonder when BJ Armstrong is going to become president of an NBA team. That's what I'm left wondering as he
Mo,
sits there in his Pistons hoodie.
you are next. You're next. You've that's just what Scott wanted to do. Now Scott is there. This is what you wanted to do. I just talk about the game. Like,
Should
that's
I
all,
tell you
that's it.
what's really funny? Is people who didn't know about a podcast now. When they heard Scott got his job online, they found out that Scott's on the show. So they're going through hundreds of episodes listening to what he said, right? Amazing. I worry that if I was to ever become a GM, people have got over 700 episodes to go through. And in some of them, I'm just talking nonsense.
Well, self-awareness is a good start, Mo.
I just like to entertain the people.
Yes. So, okay. Well, you're being very entertaining. How about that?
If I did ever become a GM, I would be the most entertaining GM to ever do a press conference.
No, I wouldn't let you do that. I wouldn't let you do that. I wouldn't let you do that. I would be disappointed in myself for not being a good friend and letting you just do nonsense. Like, you
Would have
know,
been
that
nonsense. It would just be entertaining.
when people do things, I always wonder, they must not have any friends.
I agree with that. You need, and this is the thing, you need friends who are honest with you.
Yes, exactly.
That's the key to life right there.
So
You
if
need
you're
friends
doing
who are
something
honest with you.
crazy,
Oh, no, I wouldn't do anything crazy. You see, I
yeah,
do
but
crazy things. I never play about my paper. I ain't trying to get fired on my first day on a job.
yeah, but you know, but Mo, it's you know, I would be your friend. I would be like, Mo, tone it down a little bit. Just tone it down a little bit. And you know, we gotta, you know, this is what we gotta do. This is what we
Yeah.
gotta do right now.
But a wise man once told me, winning covers a multitude of sins.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
There's going to be plenty of winning and plenty of sinning.
Well, I can't comment about
Stuff for
that.
Allah. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. There'll be no sinning.
Well,
We'll
I would
walk
love to
just a
think you're
righteous
joking, but
path. But yeah, another episode. Subscribe to the show. This is what happens. I'm up at 6 in the morning. I'm
yeah,
just
you
making
got to go to
myself laugh
bed.
at this point. And
Yeah,
the
you
worst
got to
part
go to
is I'm
bed.
not even tired. That's the worst part about the whole
Yeah,
thing.
you just don't know it. You're
The worst
tired.
part, the second half of the Mavs game was so bad, I split screened it with a PlayStation. It was terrible.
Okay.
This is just it.
All
But
right. Well,
shout out to all the fans whose teams did not make it to the playoffs. I hope you still tune in. Let us know who you're rooting for if your team didn't make it. I always find that pretty interesting. Who did the
right.
neutrals root for in this playoff adventure that we're going on? And BJ, I'm thoroughly excited for the next couple of months of playoff basketball. Do you have one name before we go? Do you have one name of a player who might not be on everyone's radar? So we're not talking about the Shays and the Jokic of the world, but do you have a name on any of the teams that's gonna make a name for themselves in this year's playoffs?
Amen Thompson.
Amen Thompson. He's gonna be a household name by June. I like that. I'm with that take.
This kid has a chance. He has a chance. He has a chance to really be impactful.
But I like the quote from Ime Udoka today. Did you hear it?
No, what do you say?
He said when he was the assistant coach in Brooklyn, Kyrie would do things with the basketball and he would be like, "This is crazy. I've never seen anyone this good." He thinks the same about Amen Thompson, but on the defensive side.
Yeah, this kid has a real chance. Now, I see these are when you get to the playoffs, really good players, they take their game to a whole nother level. Amen. We're talking about Steph Curry, we're talking about Jimmy Butler, as we should. Talking about Sengun, he's
He
all-star
was an
this
all-star,
year.
so he's not
Yeah, I'm talking
counted in
about
this.
him. But we also have a player. Draymond's going to be Draymond. But we have a player, Amen Thompson. Now, you talk about an elite athlete. He could very well be the best athlete on the floor. Okay? And he could take his game. He doesn't have the experience. He hasn't showed it yet. But at some point here, this young man is going to bring that to the table. He could very well, for a game, be the very best player on the floor. And that's a big statement. Now, he doesn't have the experience, but athletically, he could overwhelm you. He could overwhelm you. So I respect what he brings, and he right now his defense is much farther along than his offense, but it's just a matter of time. Okay, so he's a player that I'm looking out to say, he could be, he has the potential to be a superstar. I will say that.
I agree.
Okay.
And don't
He has
forget about
a
his brother over there in Detroit either.
Both of them are elite athletes.
Hope one day
Elite.
we see them against each other in the NBA Finals. What a
Well,
matchup
that's
that would be.
I played with Horace Grant. It's always awkward when they play against their brothers, or their twin brothers. It's one of those things. Well, it's one of those weird dynamics. I saw that with the Lopez twins. I saw it with the Collins twins. It's one of those things where you play, your family comes to the game, and then they get the half jersey. It's kind of one of those like one of those odd scenarios. But I like both of those players. I could That'd be a good building block. That'd be a good building block to start. So I'm looking forward to it. So let's go. Let's do
Absolutely.
it.
Absolutely. Well, Steph Curry is going to need to get his rest because he's got to see Amen Thompson on that court. And I have got to get my rest to bring you the best podcast in the world. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. BJ, appreciate you as always. And until tomorrow, same time tomorrow, B. I'll see you then. Get buckets.
Sounds good.